Tablet 12. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Genesis 1, verse 26. The evolutionary process of going from plants to animals and eventually to humans was achieved. However, the entire first chapter of Genesis in the Bible is a description of creation in the state of planning and thinking. The real creation as a manifested world starts in chapter 2 of Genesis. God decided to create man in his image and likeness. He decided to bring the unit consciousness to human form, as they were positive and negative, and male and female in one being. As it was explained previously, sattva-guna is positive and rajaguna, grace, is neutral, and is female principle, and tamaguna is negative. When rajaguna action is directed toward higher things, it is grace, the Divine Mother. It is directed toward sattva-guna, dominating the consciousness, divine logic, which is male principle. Then female and male principles become Shiva, the divine logic, and Shakti, the divine mother, the divine grace. When the same force, Rajaguna, is directed toward worldly activities, Maya, it becomes bondage and illusion, or the woman. Or as Kali, the ugly, fierce, and bloodthirsty Hindu goddess with a hideous countenance dripping with blood, Kali is the power of destruction. It destroys all who are out of the Holy Ghost and the divine grace. Also, man is the end of the evolutionary process. The human is in that state of being which can reach pure consciousness or perfect awareness. He can, with the grace, gain complete control of the tamaguna over his soul, and can also go beyond the influences of the crudified sattva-guna, reasoning directed toward selfishness, and the crudified rajaguna, selfish actions. He can direct his energy toward universalism and the eternal divine path, to become divine, the Son of God, pure consciousness. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Genesis 2, verse 3. With the completion of the evolutionary process, God did not have to interfere in the progress of the unit consciousness any longer, because he created the universe self-sustaining. Through the process of the laws of the manifested world and the power of the tamaguna, now man would become attached to the external world and believe he is his body and follow it. So he would be drawn into the maya, the illusion of the reality of the external world and its offerings, resulting in the crudification of his consciousness. Therefore, suffering would follow, and this process would continue until, after many lifetimes of misery, he would eventually realize that the attraction to the external world brings on spiritual desires, and this results in attachments and greed. Greed accelerates the attraction to the external world, and this wheel goes on and on. Then is the time when he sees the truth and turns his attention from the external world to the internal spiritual world. He realizes that he is not his body, and the only thing he has is his soul. So he will start to glorify his soul, and through his struggle will realize the eternal divine path and create the love of God in himself. By his grace, he will reach the goal, pure consciousness.